CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stocks eased lower in calmer trading the day after the index's worst day in nearly 2 years, settling just above the lows for the year. The S&P 500 index slipped 0.5% on Thursday after briefly sinking toward its intraday low from a week ago. It's a less panicky but indecisive showing for a market struggling to sort out the odds of a recession intersecting with the Federal Reserve's aggressive rate hiking plans. A series of messy profit reports this week from retailers Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and others have placed investors on alert for further signs of a fatigued consumer. While the classic leading indicators of recession are not yet evident, a slowing housing market and uptick in corporate layoff announcements are fogging the outlook. Meantime, Apple shares dropped 2.5% in an otherwise calm market, now down 25% after having held up much better than the broad tech sector for months. Sometimes when the perceived safest stocks and most favored start to come under pressure, it's a sign that a market downturn is starting to run its course. This is the hope among bullish investors, of course, though there are no guarantees in markets. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.